Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It gives me tremendous pleasure to give a very, very brief introduction to Sheikh Abdullah Idris. It's very easy to introduce people that you've got to know over a period of time, seeing how they live, how they interact with the family, how they interact with the ummah. And I can say with conviction that indeed we are blessed to have him in our country, inshallah. I pray that Allah gives him barakah, inshallah. Just say some details about his background. He's originally from Sudan. He's now in Canada. He spent a great deal of his time also in North America. He was the ex-president of ISNA. It's an umbrella organization called Islamic Society of North America. And I regard him as a person who heals hearts of people. His particular focus is on Islamic education. He's involved in bringing communities together. And those of you, through Allah's mercy, have heard him before, would appreciate the fact that indeed Allah has blessed him with hikmah and with knowledge. Inshallah, I pray that Allah gives him strength. And on your behalf, we say Alan wa Salam.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah waliyus salihin. Ashhadu anna muhammadan abdullahi wa rasuluhu al-ameen. Arsalahu Allah rahmatan lil alameen. بشيرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه والسراج المنير صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد, my dear respected brothers, sisters, and I safely sometimes say my dear children and even grandchildren, I look much more younger than what I am. I passed 60 years of age, alhamdulillah, as of today, and I have grandchildren. And the first thing, طبعاً, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requires of us is to praise Him. So I said, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. This is the shortest version that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised Himself with. We all read Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. You know, in the Quran, there are 5 chapters where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began by praising Himself. And this is how we learned it from Allah prior to everything else. If you are coming from Surah Al-Fatiha down, you pass the second stop in Hamd, Surah Al-An'am, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alhamdulillah alladhi lahu ma fi samawati wa ma, Alhamdulillah alladhi khalaqa al-samawati wal-ard, wa ja'ala al-zulumati wal-nur, thumma alladhina kafaru bi rabbihim ya'dilun. Huwa alladhi khalaqakum min tin, thumma qada ajal, wa ajal musamman indahu, thumma antum tamtarun, wa huwa allahu fi samawati wa fi al-ard, ya'lamu sirrakum wa jahrakum wa ta'ala ma taksibun. Then you go down the third stop on Alhamd, is Surah Al-Kahf, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began the chapter by saying, Alhamdulillahi alladhi anzala ala abdihi al-kitab, wa lam yaj'al lahu iwada, qayyman liyunzir ba'san shadeedan min ladun, wa yubashshir al-mu'mineen alladhina ya'malun al-salihati anna lahum ajran hasana. Then you go down a little bit, you go to Surah Shiba, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alhamdulillahi alladhi lahu ma fi samawati wa ma fi al-ard. And then you go down to the last one, Surah Fatir, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alhamdulillahi fatir al-samawati wal-ard, ja'il al-malaikati rusulan uli ajniha, mathna wa thulasa wa ruba' yazidu fil khalqi ma yasha, inna Allah ala kulli shay'in qadir, ma yaftih Allahu lin-nasi lir-rahma, fala mumsika lah, wa ma yumsik fala mursila lahu min ba'dih. Now, all these versions of Hamd, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to use them. And the Prophet used even extensively to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In some of the reports, they said half of the khutbah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to be praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the person who praised Allah, no one praised Allah as much as Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. This is why we begin by Alhamdulillah. And then we say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Man kana akhiru qawlihi la ilaha illallah, dakhal al-jannah. This is a guarantee from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is why Rasulullah used to say, Aktharu min qawli la ilaha illallah. Afdala ma da'a bihi al-nabiyyun. Before him is la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to actually say this frequently so that we can meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Allah wants us to be met. Because Allah wants all of us to go to paradise, wants all of us to be forgiven. It is us as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sometimes people reject. He says, كلكم يدخل الجنة إلا من أبى. They said, Ya Rasulullah, does anyone refuse to go to Jannah? He said, yes, man ata'ani wa ata'a Allah, he wants to go. If not, then it is otherwise. And then we send our peace and blessings upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The least that we can do or say to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to appreciate this gift of Allah to humanity, this mercy, is whenever his name is mentioned, we say, Allahumma salli ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa sallim tasliman kathira. Now it has been 7 years since I came here. And wallahi, I told the brothers when I went here that when I come to South Africa, I not only feel home, but Idris, mashallah, this is my father. I always use the word, reservedly, he's my adopted father. Like, he's my father here. And on your behalf, alhamdulillah, he's giving us the comfort. He's making us feel really at home. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you and reward all of you. And this time, actually, I have one of the brothers from India. We worked together for 10 years in Kansas City, and that's Tanveer Baba, who came from Bangalore. Alhamdulillah, this time we are here. Last time also we are here. So on behalf of all of me and him, we want to say Jazakumullahu khairan. And also we want to say Jazakumullahu khairan even for allowing us to stand in front of you and to speak to you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept everything we do, our words, our deeds, and so on. Now, people, when you come, they ask you what is going to be about the khutbah. What is it that you really feel you want to share with people? Let me give you just a glimpse. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make a khutbah just by the chapter of the Quran. There is a sahabiya as reported in Sahih Muslim by the name bint Hisham Umm Haritha. She said, ما أخذت سورة قاف إلا من لسان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. كان يخطب بها الناس على المنبر في كل جمعة. That she said, this chapter, Qaf al Quran al Majid, I didn't take it from anyone except directly from the tongue of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As he used to stand up in the minbar and he make it his khutbah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also used to use a verse in the Quran. And actually, sometimes you read a verse in the Quran and the brothers say to you, the time is 20 minutes and 40 minutes and say, Subhanallah. We spend a lot of time even going, reading the chapter in the Arabic rather than even the English. And sometimes I say, if I just go over one verse in the Quran with you and then translate it, it will consume more than the time that I have. Let me just give you an example of these verses. In Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ قِبَلَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالْكِتَابِ والنبيين وآت المال على حبه ذوي القربى واليتامى والمساكين وابن السبيل والسائلين وفي الرقاب ذن وأقام الصلاة وآت الزكاة والموفون بعهدهم إذا عاهدوا والصابرين في البأساء والضراء وحين البأس أولئك الذين صدقوا وأولئك هم المتقون. This is verse 177 سورة البقرة. Now if you pause on this chapter, you'll find that all this deen is in this chapter in the Quran. And Allah says it is not birr, it's not faith. And birr actually is the word that Allah used in the Quran to mean actually the closest you can ever be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says it's not birr, it's not iman, just to turn to the east and to the west with your faces. تُوَلُّ وُجُوهَكُمْ قِبَلَ وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرْ is truly to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ and to believe in the day of judgment, الْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ and the angels, well, kitab, the book. When, and kitab, by the way, in Arabic, if you use the word kitab, it means all the kutub, because kitab is a collective word to mean the kutub of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When nabiyyin, and all the prophets. Amana billahi wal mala'ik al kitab, when nabiyyin, wa ata al mal, ala hubbihi. That people who give money, give donations. See, sometimes I say to Muslims, and alhamdulillah, we are here also, of one of the occasions you might know, tonight, actually, Madrasatul Falah, or the Falah College, is celebrating their 25th anniversary. This is the occasion that we are coming here for. And mashallah, every time I come here, something new is developing. Alhamdulillah, something is coming up. And that shows what the community is. Allah blesses people, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them. So Allah says, وَآتَ الْمَالَ عَلَى حُبِّهِ ذِوِ الْقُرْبَى. Now look at the list. The people who are relatives, the next of kin and kith. وَآتَ الْمَالَ عَلَى حُبِّهِ ذِوِ الْقُرْبَى. وَالْيَتَامَى, the orphan, وَالْمَسَاكِينَ, the poor or needy. آتى المال على حبه ذوي القربى واليتامى والمساكين وابن السبيل the welfare. Then والسائلين وأقام الصلاة. Now we do pray, right? Why Allah put it after all of this list? Because some of our scholars say all the ibadat, all the acts of worship are not ends in themselves. We pray for a reason. We fast for a reason. We perform hajj for a reason. And you can see this in the Quran. And if you take the verses of the Quran, for instance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُمُ الصَّلَاةَ فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِكُمْ. Like prayer is not an end in the prayer itself. The prayer is like a charge. You charge your cell phone, you charge your computer, you charge your laptop, you charge things. And then it leads you to do the thing that Allah listed above. If you fast the months of Ramadan, look at how Allah says after each prayer. He says, وَلِتُكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةِ وَتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. That you may worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you fulfill your obligations, and then to be grateful to Allah. Because not too many people are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Read what Allah says in the Quran. اِعْمَلُوا آلَ دَاوُدَ شُكْرًا وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورُ. قليل. And if you look even at ourselves, when Allah says to us, آتَاكُم مِّنْ كُلِّ مَا سَأَلْتُمُوهُ وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَظَلُومٌ كَفَّارٌ. يعني if you look at ourselves, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything you have, Allah gives it to you, your sight, your heart, your anything you have in life, anything that Allah, if you look at it, is a ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, Allah says, وَلِتُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةِ. Look at hajj. People come from hajj, and hajj, even hajj, the peak of our ibadah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُم مَنَاسِكَكُمْ فَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَذِكْرِكُمْ آبَاءَكُمْ أَوْ أَشَدَّ ذِكْرًا. That hajj is not an end. Hajj is the beginning of a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of complete remembrance and devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with it. So this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us. Now, what is for now, we have 10 minutes, is one verse also. Just like following the pardon of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because this verse tells us a lot. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, ثُمَّ أَوْرَثْنَا الْكِتَابَ الَّذِينَ اصْطَفَيْنَا مِنْ عِبَادِنَا. Now, this is after narrations of all the prophets prior to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah spoke about Nuh and Hud and Ayyub and Sulaiman. And then he came with this summary. He said, then, because all these prophets of Allah, Allah sent them messengers. And the numbers that we have today are not in any history of any faith that people have been worshippers like Muslims today. Right? Look at Nuh alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, لَبِثَ فِي قَوْمِهِمْ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ إِلَّا خَمْسِينَ. 950 years. But Allah didn't say this is his age. He said this is the time he spent with his people. And most of the prophets, like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, received revelation at the age of 40, right? حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغَ أَشُدَّهُ وَبَلَغَ أَرْبَعِينَ سَنَةً أَتَيْنَاهُ حُكْمًا وَعِلْمًا. He talks about all the prophets. Now, so after all of this time, Allah says, none but very few people believed in Nuh alayhi salam. مَا آمَنَ مَعَهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. قَلِيلٌ. Now, look at how many Muslims today we have. But see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about ourselves. He said, ثُمَّ then, after I don't have the time to go over all these narrations of the Prophet. Like if you take every one of them and look at what Allah, just Allah, and then what the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam complimented and explained about them, we'll spend days to go for this. But then Allah says, then, ثُمَّ أَوْرَثْنَا الْكِتَابَ الَّذِينَ اصْطَفَيْنَا مِنْ عِبَادِنَا. Who are these? These are us, the Muslims. Allah packaged, put everything in the deen. Every deen. And we'll be witnesses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over all other people. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, a person from the people of Nuh will come. And Allah will ask him, did I send you a prophet? He will say, no. We never heard about a prophet. Allah will say, how come? I didn't send you a prophet. He said, yes. He said, okay. He will call any Muslim. It could be you. He said to you, Ya Abdullah, did I send this a prophet? You say, yes. We read Surah Nuh. We knew that the prophet. So you become a witness on other people. So very few people believe. Now, then Allah tells us who we are. He says, ثُمَّ أَوْرَثْنَا الْكِتَابَ الَّذِينَ اصْطَفَيْنَا مِنْ عِبَادِنَا فَمِنْهُمْ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ وَمِنْهُمْ مقتصد ومنهم سابق بالخيرات بإذن الله ذلك هو الفضل الكبير, right? Now, Allah says, now me, this is talking about me and you. So the Muslims will be in these three groups. One group, and you see it in every community. I come from North America. I lived in Toronto for 30 years. And then I lived in Kansas City for the last 10 years. And if you put an estimate for the Muslim community there, you'll be amazed. Toronto has about 400,000 Muslims. But we actually did a count for Eid prayers, and there is no more than 50,000. 350,000 don't even show up for Eid. We went for Friday prayers. Although, mashallah, yani things have, you don't get a, yani get a balanced picture. When I came to Toronto in 1977, we had only three masajid. An old church called Jami' Mosque. It's a Presbyterian church. A house, a small house called the Croatian. By the way, the Croats built this long time ago in North America. And then a small old age house that accommodates about 100 people. Some of you might have been there. Now Toronto have 100 mosques. 100. MashaAllah, we have mosques as big as this mosque now. I remember when we were students, I used to go to University of Toronto there. We were only 17 praying Jum'ah. And we used to debate whether we can be 40. You know the fiqh about how many people qualify for Jum'ah. And now, MashaAllah, you go to a Jum'ah prayer, there are 3,000, 4,000 people. Yet, this number is a fraction, right? So where are these 350,000? Take, for instance, even now, yesterday, I had a discussion with some of the young people, with the alumni, and we are talking about numbers, and how many Muslims you think are here in Durban, or in South Africa. You'll be surprised. Even some of our relatives, you know, some of your relatives are not praying. They are not here. Some people, you know, Allah alone. So he says these are people who do injustice to themselves. And we pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring them. This is why in our ibadah all the time we say, Allahumma ruddahum ilayka raddan jameel. Oh Allah, turn them back. Because every weak person in this ummah of Muhammad is a weakness to me and you. This ummah of Muhammad. He says, Rasulullah s.a.w. says, yas'a bidhimmatihim adnahu. The least among us carries the honor of this deen of Allah. So everybody who's out there, we bring them. Now, we pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring them, and we pray that, alhamdulillah, that we are not from among themselves, because we are here. But among us here also, there's a second category. Allah says, minhum muqtasid. Now, the word muqtasid comes from literally iqtisad. This is my specialty, by the way. Iqtisad means when a person is just to what he is. There might be Muslims who are not here. They don't, but they're good Muslims. They pray at home. They fast by themselves. They give the zakat to their relatives. They might go by themselves hajj. But they are not good for themselves. They are good for themselves, but not for others. I remember one time I asked a brother who said to me something like this. His father passed away. And then now he has to turn to the community. So he picked the phone and says, can I have a help? I laughed. I said, subhanAllah. You can pray at your home, mashaAllah. You can fast with your family, no problem. You can give the cat to your relatives. Now your father passed away. Where are you going to wash him? Where are you going to bury him? Definitely, the people who build the cemeteries and build the places and build there, definitely getting the reward now, right? Zahabu bil ajr. And then he woke up and he said, yeah, I'm part of the community. Someday, somehow, I need the community. So we need to work. And the third category, because of the shortage of time, I pray that every one of us here will be in that. Allah says, وَمِنْهُمْ سَابِقٌ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ. And Allah praise this category. These are the people who don't limit themselves to themselves. They don't limit themselves to their families, but they are good for everyone. And the question I want to leave with you, because Allah says, this is the greatest of all the favors that Allah does upon a person. When you go out of your way, say, like, just give you one thing. If every one of us sitting here, every one of us now, is a good Muslim in his house, we won't have a masjid, we won't be there here. Won't have the school, won't have the court, nothing. It is some people who do extra, and these are the people that Allah praised in the Quran so much. السابقون السابقون أولئك هم المقربون في جنات أولئك الذين سبقوا إنهم سبقوا. And you find the Quran constantly praising these people. And this is why I want each one of you, inshallah, to leave today and think of yourself. What am I? Where am I from the Muslim community? What is my contribution? Am I waiting for X and Y's and Muhammad to do the job, or I can part of the job and that can have a multiplier effect? Each one of us, each Muslim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, carefully, you have a potential to do 10 times what you do now. 10 times. Even when you are weak, you can do double. Look at, I'm going to conclude with this. Look at this verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِيَّكُمْ مِنْكُمْ How many? 20 sabirun. What does Allah say? يَغْلِبُ مِئَتَيْنِ 20, 20 to 200, the ratio is 1 to 10. So Allah says if there are 20, really, you know, you have the potential of what 200 people do. Actually, the Quran even re-emphasizes this again. Allah says, وَإِيَّكُمْ مِنْكُمْ مِئَةً 100. صابرة يغلب ألف. What is the ratio now? Now, Muslims say we are weak and the Muslim Ummah and so on, especially, alhamdulillah, we freed ourselves in North America. You know what? This hammering that is happening to Muslims, we resist, we lived in the worst time that we had. But alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Muslims just like gold. You burn them more, they become more glittering. The more becoming stronger. So even at times of weakness, we tell Muslims, and I'm telling you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الآن خفف الله عنكم. Allah is so merciful. وعلم أن فيكم ضعفا. There's weakness. Now, do we just sit down and say we cannot do nothing? He said, إِيَّكُمْ مِنْكُمْ مِئَةٌ صَابِرَةٌ يَغْلِبُ مِئَتَيْنِ. So the ratio now is what? 1 to 2. So the least you walk out this year with is to say, what am I doing? And I know I can double it. So we double it, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you, bless your efforts, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gather all of us the way we are gathered here around the fountain of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-hawd in the day of judgment. Aqulu qawli hadha, astaghfirullaha li wa lakum, fastaghfiruhu innahu qafurur rahim, wa sallallahumma ala nabiyyina Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in, subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, salamun al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.